The civil trial stemming from June 2013's deadly building collapse in Center City, Philadelphia, got underway today with opening statements from prosecutors. As WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports, defense attorneys are scheduled to have their turn tomorrow.
Nearly two dozen individual defendants are involved in the high-profile case. But during his opening statement to jurors, lead attorney Robert Mongaluzzi largely focused on just four of them: Richard Basciano, Thomas Sidmans, Plato Marinakis, and Griffin Campbell. They are the building's owner, property manager, owner's representative, and demolition contractor. Mongaluzzi says together the four men made decisions that leave them financially responsible for the collapse at 22nd and Market Streets that killed six and injured 13. More. What's worse, Mongaluzzi says each of them knew it all along and did nothing to prevent innocent lives from being lost. He also argued that members of that foursome had no business being part of the sophisticated demolition project taking place along two of the city's busiest blocks. In Mongaluzzi's words, it was the blind leading the blind leading the blind. A jury could award victims and families of those killed millions in damages. On June 5, 2013, a freestanding three-story brick wall collapsed onto and crushed a busy Salvation Army thrift store next door. Afterwards, Campbell and another demolition worker were criminally charged. Both are now serving prison sentences. The civil trial could continue for months. I'm Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.